from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 30th April, 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque Ahmadu Bello University Zaria continues from the 21st ayah of Surah Al-Azhar. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Kane will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after telling us what the Prophet with his companions went through in this battle of Ahzab, we have seen how they suffered, how they faced fear, how they faced hunger, how they faced people that were trying to cheat them, the hypocrites. All this happened to them. The Prophet was steadfast in all truth, leading the others, having patience with them. Allah Ta'ala is now telling us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ. For sure, there is for you, Ya Rasulullah, with respect to the Prophet, to the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, iswatun, an example, hasanatun, an excellent example. You have in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam an excellent example. For everybody, لِمَنْ كَانَ رَجُلُّهَا. No, for those that are hoping Allah, what they want is they want Allah. Wal yawm al akhir, they want the hereafter. And this is when wa zakara Allah kathiran, they mention Allah a lot. They think of Allah a lot in trying to achieve this. Allah Ta'ala has told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wasbir nafsaka ma alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal ashi yuriduna wajha wa la ta'du aynaka anhum turidu rahmatakum. Yeah, the Allah has told Prophet, you are with a people who wants Allah. They are not bothered about this world, they are not bothered about the hereafter. What they are bothered about is to have Allah, to have the countenance of Allah. Your level is much higher than their level. Have patience with them and bring them to me. It's like when you have a father and you have a son. Your son is just at the age of 2 years or 3 years, just starting to walk, and your father is calling you, then your son is crying, he wants to follow you. Then your father said, bring along with you your son. He wants to walk, allow him to walk. The walking of a three-year-old boy, and you're walking, and you to have patience with him, you are not going to beat him until you take him to where your father is. You see how difficult it can be. That's how the Prophet ﷺ, as an example, is with us. So Allah is now telling us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. An excellent example you have in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But not everybody can take this example and say, okay, I will follow it no matter how difficult it is. Wherever I fall down, I will stand up. When I fall down, I will stand up. Except liman kana rijullaha, this one that desires Allah. When yawm al-akhir and desires the hereafter. Then how does he do it? Wa zakara Allah kathira. Here you have to mention Allah a lot. When you say zikr, what is zikr? Zikr is to bring to your mind something that you already have in your brain. The picture is already in the brain. Then when you are bringing it back to remind you that that thing is there. When something disturbs you a lot, then all the time you are bringing it into your brain. But in this case, what is it that you ask to mention a lot? Allah. When you are entering Islam, you said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You bear witness, I bear witness, that there is none but Allah. None deserves to be worshipped but Allah. Now you have said this. Wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After saying this, this should be already photographed in your brain, and you are supposed to be bringing it and thinking of it constantly. But to be able to do this, you have to know what is it that Allah asks you to do, what is it that He did not ask you to do. That's why the zikr most of us are doing, you can call it backward integration. In the sense that you are supposed to be thinking of Allah, then mentioning Him. But since you know that your capacity of thinking of Allah constantly is not strong, you decide to give yourself a walk to be calling Allah so that you can go back to think of Him. That's why you are saying all the time, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And to call Allah, to mention Allah, the best formula in mentioning Allah is this word, La ilaha illallah. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after Allah has given him victory over Fir'aun and he has settled down, he went to Allah. Oh Allah, give me something that I should be doing to remember you, and it should be my own worship. Allah told Anabi Musa, go and say, La ilaha illallah. So everybody is saying, La ilaha illallah. So go and say, La ilaha illallah. If La ilaha illallah is on the scale, one side of the scale, and every other work, excellent work, is put on the other side of the scale, La ilaha illallah will bring it down. Go and say, La ilaha illallah. Prophet Muhammad said, Abdul ma kuntuhu anna wa nabiyyina min qabli, La ilaha illallah. Why La ilaha illallah? If a person is going to become a Muslim, he stayed all his life in worshipping idol, and he's an infidel, and now he's accepting Islam, he's asked to say, La ilaha illallah. If this person did not say it and went ahead and he was doing other work, maybe he fasted, maybe he gave sadaqah, no matter what he does, he's not yet a Muslim. But if he said this just one word, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Let's assume that he said it in the morning after subuhi, so there was no subuhi on him. And he's waiting for Zuhur to say it. Zuhur had not come for him to even make ablution, and something happened to him and he died. This person is going straight to paradise by just saying La ilaha illallah once in his lifetime. When somebody live in this world, no matter how long he lives, no matter the worship he does, what does he want? He wants that whenever he's ending this world, he should say La ilaha illallah. This La ilaha illallah is four words, having 12 letters. There are 12 letters and there are four words. La, negative. Ilaha, what is to be negated? Illa, except establishing. Allahu, what is established? This is the meaning. And because Allah is the only thing established, when you say La ilaha illallah, like we said the other day, one is written for you. This one is the only work you have. Every other work you have is supporting this one. And every other work is zero. When you do it, it comes behind this one and stays there as zero. Because we all know today, all numbers have been used in computer, none succeeded. Base 16 was used very slow. Base 8 was used very slow until binary is being used. Binary is only 1 and 0. Everything has to be reduced to 1 and 0. All your work, ma indakum yanfadu wa ma indallahi baqin. Only Allah exists. Any other work is 0 behind Allah. 0 behind 1 is 10. Anytime you do another work, it's 100. Like that, to billions, to trillions. Anytime you make mistake and you go against la ilaha illallah, that one is removed. You have nothing. Inna Allah la yakfuru an yushraka bihi wa yakfuru ma duna zalika liman yasha. If you, anybody that makes shirk that day, that one is removed. Every other work is gone. So this Allah that has to be established, that is what is established, is four letters. Alif, Lam, Lam, How. These four letters, is from it you have the what Allah uses in his attribute for all the creations. You have that first alif, alif al-hayat. Then you have lam al-iradatu, then lam al-ilm, then how al-kudrat. It's with kudra, with ilm, with irada, and with hayat, that anything that Allah does in this world, he did it. These four attributes. And the whole creation, all of it, is at four realms. You have alam al-anwar, that's the realm of light. Everything there is just light. Alam al-arwah, the realm of ruh. Everything there is just arwah, that's plural of ruh, spirits. Then you have the alam al-ajisam, the realm of bodies. Anything that is there is body. And you have the alam al-zalam, that is the realm of darkness. Everything there is dark. What is there has not come out. Then with these four, when you come to the alam al-anwar, only the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows how that place is. Every other person came from him at alam al-arwah, as ruh. Kulli ruh min amri rabbi. Then when it comes to alam al-ajsam, at the bodies, as al-kasifa, the body that has teeth, all of them, to be created, you need what you call, what the scientists call, the four classical elements. The four classical elements. These four classical elements, that is earth, water, fire, and air. These four are needed to create anything. And in doing this, the weathers that will come out of this are also four. These four weathers, they are going to be made from moist, that's moisture. What is moist, what is dry, what is cold, and what is hot. From there you have the four seasons also of the earth. The spring, the summer, the winter, and the autumn. And if this is going to be, when it is created, the human being is created, the human being too has what you call humerus. The humerus, which is called the classical, that is quality now, of the elements, they are also four. You have the yellow bile, you have the black bile, you have the blood, and you have the falcon. The amount of it in the body is what determines your health, your happiness, or your sadness. All of these are weight in the body. You have part of the body in the veins, some are yellow bile, some are black bile, some is blood that is going, some it is falcon that is going. And this body, the food that it will eat, all of it is also made of four. The first one is the air that he breathes. Second one is water. Third one is what is made between this blood and the remain of these three classical humorous elements, qualities. That is milk. Then the third one is the real food. So with this is how you get all this as your food. And with this, whenever you say Allah or La ilaha illallah, what is intended is for Allah that is established to be recognized. All these things, wherever they are, all will shake and move. And La ilaha illallah will go to the arsh of Allah to continue to vibrate until Allah will ask, stop vibrating. Say, how can I stop vibrating when the one that said me has not been forgiven? Allah will say, if I forgive him, then it will stop vibrating. Anytime you say La ilaha illallah, once the whole of the creation, whatever it is carried. He will make zikr with you. That's why you find out that the people that are in this field, that they know it, they will tell you, the best time in your life, the best time in the day, the best time in the week, the best time in the month, the last part of your life, don't do anything but La ilaha illallah.
Allah.
The best time of the week is after Jumu'ah, like this. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. They say it's between now that we are sitting down until Maghrib. Then the Sheikh Madijan said, at this time, you say La ilaha illallah. Don't be saying it until it ends. Then the best time that you have in the day, apart from Jumu'ah, is between Maghrib and Isha. People say that is the time that any prayer you said is never returned. Between Maghrib and Isha. The person that said now wants to say, if I have my opportunity, I will go. Anybody that is sleeping at that time, I will burn him or burn his house. And he used to say, Allah, whoever is sleeping at that time, don't allow his eyes to sleep. La namat enam. So this is La ilaha illallah that we are asked to say. Allah has never said in the Quran, wasama kasiran, wazakka kasiran, wazakara laha kasiran. So let us try to engage in zikr, musama La ilaha illallah, so that by the time you are also dying, Allah will assist us to be able to say it, the last La ilaha illallah. Just 2 days ago, a young boy that lived in this tariqah throughout, he's teaching Quran, there's nothing he's doing, he's just about for something, was leading prayer in Maghrib. His Ajah Nasrullah, after he was reciting, and he just came down. That was the end of his life.
Oh.
People like this is how they end. It's not an issue of joke, it's not an issue of coming to argue. If you don't understand it, you don't agree with it, go your way. Those that agree and understand it, let them move their way. Allah is saying here, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْوَةٌ حَسْنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ رَجُلُ اللَّهَ. Not everybody. لِمَنْ كَانَ رَجُلُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. You say it plenty, a lot. If the way you understand it is the way you understand it. May Allah make us to be among the zakir.
وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا.
فلما رأوا المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله فصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب, the faithful servants of Allah that are committed to Allah, ولما رأى الأحزاب, when they saw the confederates, they saw all the whole world has moved against them. These are the Quraysh, these are the Bani Qurayza, these are the people of Had of Katapan. Everybody that you can know that have power at that time, all of them have moved against them. What did they do when they saw them? They were in state of fear, but that was not enough. What they said, "Hala ma wa'adana Allah wa Rasuluhu." This is what Allah has promised us. This is what the messenger of Allah has promised us. Wa ma zadahumu. They are saying these numbers did not increase in them. Illa imanan, to have more faith. What a sliman, and to further submit to Allah. Here, what did Allah promise them? What did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promise them? Allah has told them that أَمْ أَسِبْتُمُوا أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Allah has told them in Surah Al-Baqarah, that was long before this, Do you just think that you said you are mu'min, you just enter paradise like that? Abatul anama and people that were before you, they were faced with a lot of trials. You will not be faced with anything, you just enter paradise like that. The one before you, Masatumul Basa, what the Ra was all the difficulty met with them. Evil met them. They were shaking to their root until a prophet among them will say, Matina Sullah. It's so difficult for a prophet. The prophet himself will have to say, when is the help of Allah going to come? Allah has told them this. Allah has also told them again, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ista'inu bis sabri was salat, inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Allah has told them, anytime you are in danger, anytime you have a problem, seek assistance with salah and patience. Stand up and pray salah. We can see here throughout the Prophet was always standing up praying. It was the night he was praying when he called Noam bin Mas'ud to go in the cold, and he returned back in the cold. Was a sub and always have to be patient. We can see here when Sa'd bin Mu'az and Sa'd bin Ubadah, the chiefs of Aus and Hazrat, when they were called, do we go and make an agreement with people of Ghatfan by giving them one third of our harvest so that they don't join the Quraysh? They said no. When we were kufar, we didn't do this. Why should we do this now? We'll have patience and wait and stay with Allah. All this we have seen. Allah told them, وَلَا تَكُلَّنَا لِمَنْ يُتَلْفِسِ بِهِ لَا أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَيَّا إِنْدَ رَوْهِمْ يُرْزَكُونَ. Even if anyone is killed, don't think that this person has died. These are the things that Allah told them, that they said, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْعَذَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Then the Prophet when he now knew that they were going to face all this and Bani Qurayza has failed them and has been treacherous to them, he called all of them. He said, be steadfast, stand firm. The orders we are given, don't go above it. Allah will give us success. The success of Allah is imminent on to come. وَصَلَكَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمُ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. Here, the Sahabat, this, that the enemies came all over them, increased their faith that they are the only one that is standing for Allah and they will stand up for Allah. كُونُوا قَوَّامِنَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. They stood for Allah and their faith increased and their submission to Allah further increased.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now saying, oh you people that are listening, min al mu'minina, out of the faithful servants, rijalun are men that can be called men. Sadaku ma ahadullah alayhi, they were truthful to what they promised that they were going to do to Allah. They did not shake. Fa minhum man qadayna habahu, some of them were fulfilled their vows until they died. They had fulfilled their vows. There are those of them that they are still fulfilling their vows and they are still there waiting that until death they will continue to fulfill their vows. They have not changed a bit, they have not shaken a bit. You can see here now that when you take oath with Allah until you die, you have to hold to it. And then what is your name at that time? Rijal, you are among the men. Those that cannot take oath with Allah are the women. Even the women, they have their own oath. But a person that will stay and take oath with Allah, as long as I live, morning and evening, this zikr you say, I will do zikr for you. This is the amount I will do. I will not only do it alone. I will do it in the company of this person that we know after the Prophet, at this age here, we don't have anybody that has gotten to that piety that has been mentioned, like Sheikh Ahmad Tijani. I will stay in his company and do zikr for you. Prophet said, "Man zakarani fi nafsihi, zakartuhu fi nafsihi. Man zakarani fi mala'in, zakartuhu fi mala'in khair mala'ihi." If you mention me in yourself, I will mention you in myself. If you mention me in a community, I will mention you in a community better than your community. And your community is anybody that you put as your community. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, when you are going to do zikr, imagine the Prophet in front of you. He's your community. Then he is in front of you. Anytime you imagine the Prophet in front of you, he's with you. وَعَلَمُ أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And know that the Prophet is with you. Here, when this was revealed, the Sahabas of Allah, they said, Allah said, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَدَي نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَزِرُ. Who are those that have fulfilled their bow to the end? Who are they? They could not ask the Prophet because they have some questions that is like you are trying to seek credit. Then they waited. One day an Arab villager came. Say, "You Arab, there is a verse like this. Do you know it?" He said, "He doesn't know." They read it for him. When the Prophet come, ask him, "What is it? Who is this person?" They are shy to ask the Prophet. So the minute the Prophet came, the Arab just went to him. They are not ashamed of anybody, they are from the village. He said, "O Prophet, who is it that has expressed the vow?" Prophet did not answer him. Talha bin Ubaidillah said, "I was entering the mosque. I had a green cloth on. As I was entering, I just saw the Prophet and said, 'Man is Sa'id, who asked questions just now?' I said, 'Yes, Talha bin Ubaidillah.'" Talha is among those that have fulfilled his vow. Then Anas bin Malik, he said, "I have an uncle. It is from him that I got my name Anas." He said, his name is Anas bin Nadr. He said, "The time the Prophet fought the war of Badr, he was not around. When he came, he was saying, 'Ah, the first war the Prophet is going to fight against infidels, and I'm absent.' God, this thing pains me." He said, "Oh Allah, don't allow me to miss the next fight, the Prophet will fight. Let me show you that my commitment to this religion, let me show it. I want to finish in that fight." And when the war of Uhud was on, they saw him, Anas bin Nadr was coming, filled with regalia, just smiling, going. Sayyidina Umar said, "Others was, where are you going, sir? Look at paradise, I'm seeing it just in front of Uhud. I'm seeing paradise." He went. By the time the war was finished, Anas bin Nadr has been martyred. The sister said there were over 89 injuries in his body. I couldn't recognize him except by his fingers. These are men. What are you saying that you are crying? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to Imam Bayhaqi, as reported from Abu Huraira, he said, as he was coming on the day of Uhud, he was passing and he met Mus'ab bin Umair, dead. Then he looked at him. He said, "Min al-mu'minin rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullah alayhi wa minhum man qada nahbahu wa minhum man yantazir." Look at him. Then he now turned. He said, "All of these people that you see that are dying as martyrs," he said, "go and visit them. When you visit them in their grave, up to the day of judgment, any of them that you say Aslamu alaykum to, they will reply you. Don't think that they are dead. There is none of them you go to that Allah will not bless you and that they will not reply you when you talk to them." People are telling us that when somebody is dead, he's dead. We don't know that from the Prophet of Islam. There are those that have fulfilled their vows, and there are those that are waiting. They are still holding their vows, carrying it out and wishing to complete it until they die. They did not change a bit from the first day they took their vow with Allah. Those of you that have taken vow in front of Sheikh Ahmad Tijani with your various mukaddams, don't change it. Don't hold strong to it. Allah said, "You are part of the jinn, men, not women. The women, of course, we know them. They are there."
ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء ويتوب عليهم إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. Allah said, why is it that all of you have to be put through all this? But to separate who are those that are truthful to their vows, who are those that are not truthful? ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم, for Allah to reward those that are truthful with their truthfulness. ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء, or for him to punish the hypocrites if he so wishes, أو يتوب عليهم, or for him to grant them blessing for them to be able to repent to Allah and Allah will forgive him. إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. Allah, he is at all time always forgiving, always merciful. So if you have done something wrong, you bow to Allah, you did not fulfill it, make istighfar to Allah, repent and don't go back to it, and Allah will forgive you and start where you stop. May Allah forgive all of us.
وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا.
وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالَ وَقَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا. وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ, and for sure Allah sent away. وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ, who did he send away? الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those that, this infidels, this ungrateful element that deny Allah and deny the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah sent them away. Because him, in their fury that they came, that's how they went away in their fury. لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا, they were not able to attain any goodness. What they came to attain to them is to kill the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to banish him, to amputate Islam, to make sure Islam never existed. To them, that is their good. They did not get it. The real good in this world, they did not get it. وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالَ, Allah was enough for the faithful servant, his own faithful servant, with regard to this war. Allah fought the war himself. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ, know this, Allah forever and before this, قَوِيًّا, Allah is powerful, عَزِيزًا, he is mighty, his might vanquishes anything. But here you can see all this. When Allah asks you to do something, you must do your own before he does his own. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Even when the Prophet Allah, when you see him perform miracle, he doesn't perform miracle from the air. He performs miracles from what Allah has already done. Somebody prepares a meal, calls the Prophet to eat. It's just one goat and some wheat that is made into bread. Then over 1,000 people will feed on it. But there is something on the ground before the miracle. Or in the war of Tabuk, he asks, there is no water, there is no water. Who has a small water there? The person has to bring the small water. It's this small water that Allah, the Prophet will pray Allah for. And it will now be able to go around over 8,200 people. So always you have to do your own. If somebody did not do examination, there is no way the department can help him. If the department say, okay, we realize that this examination was very difficult, let's add 30% to everybody. And this person did not do exam at all, can he be helped? But you have to have at least done something, try something. If you try something, then you can be helped. Here Allah said, وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا, they did not attain any good at all. وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالَ, there was a war, the Muslims stood up for it, and Allah was not enough for them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا, Allah is powerful and is mighty. Sheikh Maulana Tahir Bashir used to say, this particular verse, whenever people, community has time, they should gather once in a while to recite it 70,000. They should share to themselves, recite 70,000, that Allah would make Islam strong and make Muslims strong in the community. Seventy thousand times. So once in a quarter, or once twice a year, or once in a year, this every Muslim community should come together. If you are able to get 100 people, and all of them recite it, 100 of them recite it 700 times each, you will get 70,000. So let us be trying this, that Allah will strengthen Islam, strengthen Muslims in our communities. Because today, there is too much fake. There is too many people that are fighting Islam from within. May Allah be enough for them.
وَأَنزَلَ الَّذِينَ ظَاهَرُوهُم مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ صَيَاصِيهِمْ وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ فَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَتَأْسِرُونَ فَرِيقًا
وأنزل الذين ظاهروهم من أهل الكتاب من صياصيهم وقضى في قلوبهم الرعب فريقا تقتلون وتأسرون فريقا. Allah تبارك وتعالى has finished with the battle of Handak, but there is still something remaining. What of those that were treacherous, that the Muslims were so confident they were going to win the war initially, and through them they were going to defeat the Muslims? These Jews, what is their fate? Allah is now going to tell us their fate. وَأَنزَلَ الَّذِينَ ظَاهَرُوهُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ صَيَاصِيهِمْ. Allah brought these people down from where they are. Where were they? From their own precinct that is well guarded, the wall that surrounds them that is well guarded. Allah brought them out and brought them down. مِنْ صَيَاصِيهِمْ. وَكَذَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّهْبَ. Allah now put fear into them. Why? Because Zaharuhum, they went to assist those that initially the whole war was not planned with. Initially, the war was planned by Huwayb bin Akhtabin, who went to Makkah, who went to Bani Ghatafan, who went to other tribes and rallied all of them around. The Bani Qurayza were not part of it. Just in between, when the war was going on, the same way bin Akhtawin now went to Ka'b bin Asad. I was able to convince him to throw away his agreement with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard, the Prophet himself was shaking. He called Sa'ad bin Mu'az, who is the people that during before Islam, they were one of their strong allies. He said, please, people go. Go with your men, go and meet Banu Qurayza. Find out what I'm hearing, is it true? Please, if it is true, when you come, don't say it clearly, so that people that are surrounding will not understand what you are saying. Tell me in such a way that I understand it, but don't say it clearly. But if it is not true, when you come, say it clearly, so that everybody will feel strong and have high morale to fight. This to show you how difficult this was for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because if they had succeeded, everybody in Medina would be killed. Everybody. Because we have over 12,000 army. They will now march through Bani Qurayza in the northeast, and they will enter Medina through their gardens and everything. And then the Handak is there. Nobody can go through. All of them will now come in, over 12,000, meeting 3,000 people in Medina. What will happen? So when they now went, said, no, we have already told Muhammad this agreement is not standing. It's not standing. This religion, we don't believe in it. Since he come, all that we used to enjoy, we don't. Because before the Prophet came, They are always treacherous. They are today with the house, tomorrow they are with Hazrat, they send weapon here, they send weapon there, they gain this, they gain that. Now they have lost all that. Despite all the wealth that they have, they are not content. Because the wealthy that got his wealth in treacherous way, no matter how much it pays, Allah will never give him satisfaction in that point. He will still be seeking for more. So when they came to Prophet, they just look at the Prophet and said, Adam wal Karam. Prophet understood. That is the way the Banu Adam and Banu Kara did to the people that he gave them and they slaughtered them on the way. This is what is going to happen. So the Prophet just shook his head and said, okay. I went back to prayer. So what is going to happen to these people that did this? That's why Allah is saying, وَأَذَرَ الَّذِينَ صَاهَرُوا مِنْ أَهَلْ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ صَيَاسِهِمْ وَكَذَرَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ رُوبًا. When this has gone, Allah put so much fear into them. Fariqan, Allah said, I give you permission. Some of them came. But as the Runa Fariqan, some of them made them to be slaves. No, there's no problem. This is when the handbag has gone. Prophet just entered his house, the house of Salama. He was just entering, trying to wash his head, and he saw Angel Gabriel came. Angel Gabriel said, ah, what are you doing? He said, I'm washing. Washing what? The war has not finished. We are going to Bani Quraiza. I'm already gone. Then, as he was going on the way, the Prophet now said, La yusalliyanna ahadakum al-asra illa fi Bani Quraiza. Or go and announce, nobody should pray asr except in Bani Quraiza. As Gabriel was going, they didn't know he's an angel. Anybody he said, where are you going to Bani Quraiza? Me too, I'm going to Bani Quraiza. They thought he was doing African Kalbi. Because there's one very handsome. It's called Duhi Atul Kalbi. Whenever Angel Gabriel is going to come to the Prophet, he will come. People will think he's Duhi Atul Kalbi and he's not the one. He's Sahabat. So here, this man, he went and the Sahabat, they were going, like we said yesterday, when the Sahabat went, some of them pray Asr on the road, some of them pray Asr after Isha. The Prophet did not comment. All of them were left to be on their own. And we said, this is a testimony that whatever a mu'min understands, as long as it's not haram, you leave him to it. Finally, Sayyidina Ali was the one to go first. When he went, before he got to their gate, he met this fool abusing the Prophet. The war did not take place. This man. We know he's not going to leave us. We know he's not going to leave us alone. They were saying all this, abusing him. When Sayyidina Ali had, Sayyidina Ali was pained. Then he came back. He met the Prophet on the way. He said, oh Prophet, please, you don't have to go. Allow us to go and fight this war. Just stay behind. He said, why? He saw his face. He said, you had them abusing me. Is that not so? He said, don't worry. Prophet went. Prophet, on reaching that place, he said, the children of the brothers of apes and monkeys and pigs, where are you? Because Allah has told us, that He has made some of them in the past, the uncle of the same people, were turned to be pigs in those days, were turned to be apes, were transfigured. They are the ones now telling this nonsense. Abul Qasim, we don't know you to be ever to get annoyed, to even abuse. Abul Qasim, this is not abuse. It's Allah that said it about you. You are children of your uncles are apes, pigs. What have you to tell anybody? This is not an abuse. This is what you are. Then they now know that it's not an easy thing. Then they entered to plan to fight the war because they have all the equipments you can. And they are over 1,000. And the Muslims are about 3,000. Now, Abu Sufyan has gone. The Banu Qatafan has gone. They are left alone to fight it now. When they are inside their walls, their city walls, then Ka'b bin Asad, their leader, called them. He said, we have only three choices. If the three choices we have is this, all of us should accept Islam and go to the Prophet Islam and said, we are asking for repentance, we accept Islam. Then it's finished. This is one. The two, second option that we have is that we wait on the day of Sabt and then fight. The day that we know we are not allowed to fight. If we fight that day, we are likely to win because we have gone against God. And Satan will still return. So the third option is that let's kill our wives, our children, then fight. We know there's no way we can win this war. And if we don't win this war, our children and our wives will be for them. The Jews, they look at the Banu Qurayza, they looked at some other big people, they look at themselves and say, no. For us to go and start following Arabs, a religion that the Prophet is an Arab, we will never do that. Sabt will not break it, will not kill our children. Then he said, if that is the case, then let the Prophet judge what he will do with you. At this time, they have spent over 20 days. The Prophet was there for over 20 days in the siege. They cannot come out. They are not able to come out from their fortress. Finally, he said, no, let's ask Abu Lubaba. Abu Lubaba is a Muslim, a Sahabat, and an ally. Abu Lubaba came. He said, if we agree to the Prophet's judgment, what will it be? Abu Lubaba did not know what to do. He just did this. He will be slaughtered by his hand. Abu Lubaba, immediately he finished it, he regretted it, that I betrayed the Prophet's last law. He went straight to the mosque and tied himself. Until finally Allah revealed a verse that said Allah has forgiven him. The Prophet Muhammad did not allow him to be untied. He said, since he has, if he came to me without going to tie himself, I would have forgiven him. But since he has tied himself, only Allah can forgive him. Here, then they now sent to the Prophet Muhammad, please, we don't want you to judge us. We want one of our allies. When before Islam, the allies in the house to judge us. Then the Prophet said, where is Sa'ad bin Mu'az? Sa'ad bin Mu'az at this time was injured. One of the arrows that was thrown at him, and his injury was so bad. So some days he will get well, some days he will get bad. And Sayyidina Aisha said, she heard him saying, oh Allah, if there's something remain of this war of the Prophet that I will be martyred in, let me go to the war of the martyred. I don't want to die from an injury. Let me get well and go and fight and die like a martyr. He was still saying that the injury was getting worse. And he's now the one that Banu Qurayza is saying, let them call him to judge, because they feel that they will get a better judgment. When Sa'd bin Mu'az, he was carried on a donkey and taken. He passed the Prophet, went inside the fortress of Banu Qurayza. He was saying, Mu'az, we have always been with you. We know how we like you, how we love you. Make a good judgment for us. The way that the people of Banu Qurayza were doing away, let us be allowed to pack and just leave. Or at worst, the way Banu Nadir were asked to live with a camel load, let's also just be allowed to live like that. That's enough for us. Then after Sa'd bin Mu'az has had them, he came out. He turned against them and he faced the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, at this stage I am in, it's not a stage that I play with my life. I am in front of Allah and the Prophet. The judgment I will deliver is that all their army, in their number, all should be killed from beginning to the end. Their women and children should be made slaves. And their properties given to Muslims. That's my judgment. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is the judgment of Allah exactly on them. So, they dug a trench in the market and their army was that the one that can fight, and were willing to fight among them about 600 to about 700, all were killed. All. Their women and children were turned into slaves. This is what Allah is telling us here. Anybody that wants to fight Allah, we have to also know the consequences. They know. And they went. And Allah dealt with them. You will always find that the Orientalist will always tell. They said the Prophet is a very merciful person. Look, the Bani Qurayza, how he dealt with them. These Jews, you saw what they did? Till today, they are still doing. Look at how many times they crushed the Palestinians. They use gas to kill them in hundreds. Every day you are seeing it. You think tomorrow if the Palestinians get hold of the Jews, you said they should forgive them. إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف أن ينفوا من الأرض ذلك جزاءهم. Anybody that will fight Allah and the Prophet, whoever he is, he should be cut down, even in pieces. Who brought you to this world, if not Allah? Whose mercy are you on, if not وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So may Allah forgive all of us. وَأَنْزَلَ الَّذِينَ ظَاهَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ صَلَاصِهِمْ وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا قُلُوبُهُمْ رُعْبًا فَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَتَأْسِرُونَ فَرِيقًا.
وأورثكم أرضهم وديارهم وأموالهم وأرضا لم تطئوها وكان الله على كل شيء قديرا.
وأورثكم أرضهم وديارهم وأموالهم وأرضا لم تطئوها وكان الله على كل شيء قديرا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is saying, after this, وأورثكم أرضهم, we now made you to inherit their land, وديارهم and their houses, وأموالهم and their wealth, وأرضا لم تطئوها, and even land that your legs have never stepped, you are going to inherit it. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. Don't think that your land, your legs have never touched some lands, you will inherit those lands, you will inherit them. Today in Nigeria, this is land, these are the land of Islam. It's for the Sahaba, it's not for us. Their land, has their legs never touched this place? No. Is Islam not here now? This is what Allah means. وَالْأَرْضَ لَمْ تَتَعُوهَا. And the land that you have, your legs have never touched, will make you to inherit them. O Prophet, and servants. Today, this land here is for Allah, is for the Prophet. Anywhere Muslims are, the land is for Allah and it's for the Prophet. Alayhi Abu Malik, the first ambassador of Nigeria to Britain during independence. When he was asked, he was in the parliament here, in Northern Nigerian parliament. The premier and the prime minister called him and said, we want you to go and become the ambassador of Nigeria in Britain. He said, no, I'm not interested. Why? He said, no, I'm not interested, that's all. They had to now find a way. He said, among the people that we have, we don't know who qualifies to go and be an ambassador today, that Allah has given the charisma and the character and the knowledge for him to be able to stay and speak on our behalf, like Elijah the Malik. Somebody said, why don't you ask his in-law to compel him? Who is his in-law? Sheikh Ibrahim Nias. Sheikh Ibrahim Nias is marrying his daughter, Bilkis. Sheikh Ibrahim Nias called him, said, I learned that you are asked to go and be an ambassador in Britain. Why don't you go there? He said, I have a premonition I will not live long in this world. What I am in now is enough for me and my family. I don't want to go to a land, I can't go with my wife, I can't go with my family. I don't want to go to a land, there is no place I will say my five times daily prayer in congregation. There is no mosque in Britain. I don't want to go to a place, if I die there, it is people that are not Muslim that will carry my dead body and be holding it. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz said, the whole world is for Allah and the Prophet. That Britain is for Allah and the Prophet. When you go there, then there will be mosque there. And I promise you, you will never pray alone. You will always have congregation with you to pray with you. And I promise you, you will not die in Makkah. Sorry, in England. You will die in your home. After giving all this promise, he went. It is anywhere Muslims are, that land is for Allah and the Prophet. Wa'adan lam tata'uha. The day you Muslims go there, it's like the Prophet has gone there, the Sahabas have gone there. وَقَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. Whatever it is, no matter how it looks difficult, Allah has the power to make it to fruit, to fruition. So may Allah make the whole world to be hated by Muslims, to be hated, to be the land of Allah and the Prophet, Mujahid Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah accept this Ramadan. May Allah strengthen our faith for us. May Allah strengthen us to stand up for Allah. May Allah strengthen us in all respect. May Allah bring peace to Nigeria. All those that are wishing Islam to come down, may Allah weaken them, may Allah destroy them. May Allah strengthen Islam and strengthen Muslims. All these skirmishes within Muslims, may Allah destroy it. May Allah direct our leaders aright. May Allah grant us what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to stay, the things we are going to write. May Allah give them to us. May Allah not allow our dignity to be taken away from us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us success with regards to our wives, our children, and all that we have. All of us that have come here to learn, may Allah grant us success at the end of the day. All of us working here, may Allah bless our work. May Allah bless this country. May Allah bless Muslims, or wherever they may be, in the God of this world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa al-alam ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, al-Rahim al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. صلوات الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
مدام زكي. Hasan.